In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a privilege it is to be with you this special day, the day of Pentecost. When I really think about the significance of the day of Pentecost, I well up inside. When you realize the fullness and the richness of what God did on the day of Pentecost, there's no greater act that we could recognize that has fulfilled our life, made available from death unto eternal life. My goodness. I'm so grateful for the magnitude of what God did on the day of Pentecost. The giving of the gift of Holy Spirit was so profound that all the descriptive words in the dictionary could not illustrate the greatness of what Pentecost made available. Can't do it. It was remarkable. It was precious. It's astounding. It's incredible. It's fabulous. It's immense. It's huge. It's colossal. It's monumental. It's extraordinary. It's unprecedented, unparalleled, miraculous, exceptional, marvelous, fantastic, and spectacular. Just to say a little bit about the greatness of Pentecost. Our five senses cannot quite grasp the magnitude of how a person can one moment in time believe God's word and go from death unto life eternal. Can you explain that? You believe Romans 10:9? You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead? Can't explain it. But God has given it to us. So full and so rich. It's amazing. This colossal gift of Holy Spirit, of course, is associated on the day of Pentecost. And it is unmatched in all that it contains, putting us into the family relationship with God Almighty, and affords us with power like Jesus Christ and beyond. The gift of Holy Spirit introduced on the day of Pentecost is just so incredible. You know, I've lived 78 years. And I've experienced a lot of wonderful things in my life. I've traveled over a good part of the world, been over to Israel, Egypt, Europe, seen some fantastic things. I played sports. I played basketball. I was able to play against some of the more famous basketball players you could name. I've surfed many famous locations from the East Coast, West Coast, and Hawaii. I've met many fantastic people. I've had the experience of studying God's Word under, I believe, the most dedicated, educated men of God that taught the Word of God to me. I just believe God put me at that right place with the right people to hear the integrity and accuracy of God's Word. I have fellowshipped with the greatest people in the world, you. And I married the most beautiful Christian woman on the face of the planet. I've experienced a lot of great, wonderful things. But it does not beat the experience that I had in 1967 on a farm in the middle of Ohio when I spoke in tongues for the first time. At that time, when I spoke in tongues, having heard the rightly divided word of God, getting born again of God's Spirit, and I manifest the power from on high, the gift of Holy Spirit, I spoke in tongues. Oh my gosh. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was born again of God's Spirit. I was heaven bound. I had a relationship with the Heavenly Father for eternity. Can you beat that? You cannot come close with anything else, any other experience, than to be born again of Holy Spirit, to have that gift abiding within, and to be able to speak in tongues, to know that you have it. Oh my goodness. The gift of Holy Spirit that was in me, and that assured me that I was a child of God. I believe Pentecost, the presentation of what God wanted, the dream of dreams in his heart occurred on the day of Pentecost. Can you imagine in the beginning with Adam and Eve? God gave body, soul, and spirit. Here is a wonderful couple, but they did the one thing God said not to do, and they died. They lost the spirit, didn't they? But God, in his love and grace, provided a promise, Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman. He would put seed, that perfect seed, in the woman to bring forth the perfect Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my gosh. And then, on the day of Pentecost, I believe the dream of dreams for God came to pass. That now his children could have eternal life, have Christ in them, could have that Spirit, God's Spirit, in their life. You tell me any other greater bit of knowledge than that. You can't. You can't. To know that you're born again of God's Spirit, that's why I love Pentecost. Pentecost should be celebrated like we do 4th of July, with fireworks and everything. It's just the greatest day because it introduced the new birth Spirit of God. You see, the value of having Holy Spirit really can't be measured by our five senses. It's the presence of God in our life. We are children of God, and we can fellowship with him. He's our Father. Let's look at some scriptures. I'm doing a lot of talking here. Galatians 4:6, I think it is. All right. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying what? Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. Abba is a very intimate term in the Aramaic language, Hebrew language. You hear little Hebrew children using that word when they call out to their daddy. Abba, Abba. We do that with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Abba, Abba. Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Well, how can that Spirit bear witness with our spirit? How do we know that Spirit is there? Speaking in tongues is a great one. Manifesting, exercising the Spirit. When you speak in tongues, you know you're a child of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with who? Oh my goodness. Talk about an inheritance. We are certainly blessed. You know, I know we're challenged in this world we live. Our flesh life, it's a battle. Our flesh life versus the spirit life, isn't it? But when we remember the distinction between spirit life and flesh life, we can really choose to live through our spirit life. Romans 8, 9. And I'm going to share verse 9 and 11. I'm going to use the ESV. You, however, are not in the flesh, but what? In the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Amen. How do you know? Speak in tongues, operate manifestations. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. Pretty heavy, huh? We do belong to Him. If the Spirit of Him, this is verse 11, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, the Spirit that did what? Raise Jesus Christ from the dead. Wow. Will also give life in your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. I stand here and I don't know how else to magnify the greatness of what we're talking about here, right? How big this is. Are you blessed to know that you're born again of God's Spirit, that you have eternal life, you have a connection with God, you can speak in tongues, you can speak unto Him? Oh my gosh. The more we focus on our spiritual nature and not the flesh, the greater blessing we are going to have with the Heavenly Father. Last week, Sandy did a great job talking about the new birth and how full and rich that Spirit is. It's perfect. It's incorruptible. It's the righteousness of God, on and on and on. Our challenge now is to use the Spirit, live by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, operate all the manifestations of the Spirit. The easy one, I think, to use is speaking in tongues, right? With that speaking in tongues, you can have that day-to-day fellowship with the Father. You wake up in the morning, you could what? Speak in tongues. You're right there. Oh, Dad, you're still there. Oh, good, good. You go to bed. Instead of counting the sheep, you talk to the shepherd, Heavenly Father. Yeah. Remember, 1 Corinthians 14:2, when you speak in tongues, you speak unto God, not unto men. Remember, Paul said, he spoke in tongues more than the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 14:18. He declared that. Paul was one of the great men of God forever, right? He spoke in tongues a lot. What an example for us. Remember, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:39, not to forbid speaking in tongues. It just shames me to see churches today being negative against speaking in tongues. Well, they'll come before God on that. God's gracious in His mercy. Remember, you can pray in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, and pray with your mind. 1 Corinthians 14:14 and 15. Pray with your mind, pray in the Spirit. Remember, when you pray in tongues, you magnify God. Acts 10:46. Do you think He needs magnifying? Do you think He appreciates hearing from you, being magnified by you, operating the Spirit, speaking in tongues? Remember, when you pray in tongues, you make intercession for the saints, Romans 8, 26 and 27. I look at you and I can speak in tongues and make intercession for you by speaking in tongues. What a lifestyle, right? This lifestyle cannot be beat. It's so fantastic, so phenomenal. And I'm just touching on some of the things that are beneficial with speaking in tongues. There's a wonderful verse. We're going to go to Ephesians, if you would. Our last couple of verses here, Ephesians 5. There's a wonderful verse that encourages us to walk by the Spirit. Really use it all the time. And it's Ephesians 5:18, and it says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Now, this is amazing, the analogy, the comparison. Being drunk with wine, just full and loaded, and I can just do anything because I'm full of the wine, man. Look out. The believer's full of the Spirit. Now, this is talking about using the Spirit, present tense. This is not getting born again with the Spirit. It's talking about walking by the Spirit. Pretty neat analogy, huh? To live the Spirit life. Wow. This is talking about being filled with the Spirit in the present tense. You already have it, so now we use it all the time. All right, my last verse. And I was so blessed. We had a manifestation that was so beautiful that touched on this verse. Romans 12:11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving who? The Lord. This word fervent in spirit, listen, I want you to take a look at this. I saw a wonderful article about this verse, and they, in researching it, the Revised Standard Version says this term, fervent in spirit, is be aglow in the Spirit. Be aglow in the Spirit. Moffat's translation, similar, maintain the glow. We heard that in the manifestation, shine. Let that Spirit shine within us. With the Spirit in us, we are aglow for our Heavenly Father, huh? We shine for Him. But to do this, we have to walk by the Spirit. We have to live by the Spirit. We have to manifest the Spirit. We need to speak in tongues and operate all manifestations of the Spirit. Amen? You know, I hope today you see how incredible Pentecost really is and how incredible your life is because you're born again of God's Spirit. You have that new birth Spirit within you and you can use it. You can manifest it. You can live the Spirit. So my exhortation to you is let it shine. Let it glow. Let it live fully and richly in your life. All right? All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for the richness of your love and grace that you've extended toward us, that we have the holy privilege of being your children, born again of that new birth Spirit. Oh my gosh. You are so wonderful. We thank you, Father, and I pray that we may rise up more and more to live by the Spirit, to really live it, expect that fellowship to be full and vibrant. So we love you, Father, and we are very, very grateful and thankful that you've done this for us. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. All right. Well, let's enjoy sweet fellowship today. And we got wonderful refreshments. And let's just keep living by the Spirit of God, huh? All right. That's it?